Valerie Plame was national security information, and who was it that leaked her identity? Ms. Pelosi. It was Richard Armitage. And by the way, as somebody who just called and said, well, how can this happen? Rush Bush runs these agencies. Richard Armitage, a buddy of Colin Powell, and they were out to get Bush. They have not big fans of Bush. And they're not even pursued in this. Armitage was not even pursued in any of this. So there's another example. Lawrence Wilkerson, who's one of Colin Powell's aides, has been out trashing the Bush administration ever since this Wilson thing started. I happen to think that Valerie Wilson and Joe Wilson are anti-war, anti-Bush, and set out with somebody to set all of this up, and they got their dream realized today. I think they were trying to undermine the whole war in Iraq and the war on terror for whatever their own political reasons are, and set up this whole trip, send Wilson over there to say that there was no evidence. Of the Senate Intelligence Committee said that his report actually confirmed that there was an attempt by the Iraqis. And they also confirmed that he had lied in his op-ed in the New York Times. And now here we go again, this disposition to smear critics of the war. How do you smear a liar? Somebody explain to me how in the world you smear a liar, Joe Wilson. How do you smear a liar? Now, I don't think, because of their arrogance, I don't think the libs have any idea how this decision angers conservatives and Republicans in this country. They're poking the bear. The bear of conservatism and Republicans who went dormant last fall for whatever reasons. Republicans needed to be taught a lesson. But you got William Jefferson now, who ought to be under indictment. He's on the Homeland Security Committee. You got Sandy Bergler with a slap on the wrist. He's going to get his security clearance back just in time to join the Clinton administration in 2009. People out there are upset. The libs are poking the bear. The bear is awakening after hibernating for way too long. This has the chance to do more for the Republican Party than anything else in the short run. And the more the Democrats gloat and the more they politicize this and the more they lie about what this case and this trial was about, the angrier they are going to make Republicans and conservatives in this country. Politics is one thing. Sending somebody to prison is another, particularly when the jury says, we had sympathy for this guy. Where are these other guys? Everybody's going to figure out what this trial was about, and there will be sympathy for Scooter Libby. Charles Schumer pushed for this special prosecutor. Now the liberals are doing the equivalent of dancing in the streets over the conviction of a Republican. And now they're trying to draw the vice president and president into this, too. So why don't you conservatives out there, I don't care what your conservatism is, economic, foreign policy, or social, we have all these different conservatives, I'm told. This is the kind of thing that causes all conservatives to circle the wagons. The left behaves like this with their willing accomplices in the media. We shall see.